Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, thank you for calling me back. Is this through 833-591-3090, the call
Okay, so I
support?
service over 300 plus companies. So in order to see which one of the companies charged you, I would have to get your zip code because with different companies we do different numbers. So I can't just say,
Okay.
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I get
All
that zip
right.
code from you?
Yes. It's 37303.
And can I get the name of the account that you're calling about, ma'am?
That's what I'm calling about. It said I was charged for $56.95 and then $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you the name to get in the account to see what
Yeah.
the charges were?
Yeah, my name is Jeannie Chuyu.
All right. Can you spell that last name for me?
Chuyu.
All right. Can I get you to verify that address for security purposes for me?
Yeah, 723 East Madison Avenue, Athens, Tennessee, 37303.
Give me one second while these transactions are loading so I can get this looked over for you.
Okay.
All right, so I see one on the 13th of October, someone entered in that contest to win that cookware for, well, to win a set of cookware for $7.95. Yes, ma'am. So that
Okay.
$56.95 also goes with that cookware. And as I say, it enters you in the contest. So if you do not win, only one out of 1,000 win. But if you do not win, you are, well, you're enrolled in their monthly membership because you did not cancel. And that $56.95 is for them giving you a voucher every month for a $125 gift card that you can spend on their web store.
Oh. I didn't get anything. That's that anything on that gift card or anything like that. I didn't receive any information about that.
Yes,
So they
ma'am.
charged me for that. Is that what they did?
Yes, ma'am. And also, they charged you for, they wouldn't have charged you if you would have canceled within a certain amount of days that they had listed for you to cancel that account with them.
But they didn't tell me that
Yes.
when they didn't call me back. Is there a way that I can
Was
get
it
rid
in
of
the,
that?
it was in the small fine print, the terms and conditions on the web page.
Oh my goodness. I
Yes, ma'am.
did they caught me on off guard off of that there. Is there a way that I can get rid of that?
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel this account for you so no more charges will be taken out of your account.
Yes, so completely. Can you remove that $56.95 and then the $7.95 as well?
So that $7.95, since it was just the entry, I can't remove that one, but I can do that $56.95 for you.
You can remove that one?
No, ma'am, I
Okay.
can't refer. I can't re free. I'm sorry. I can't remove the $7.95, but I can with that $56.95.
Okay, so all right, so the $56.95 can be removed,
Yes, ma'am.
correct? Okay, can you remove that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the $7.95 I will have to owe.
Yes, ma'am, but you won't have to pay anything else. So that already was taken out in October. So that was a
Okay.
one-time charge. The recurring charge was going to be that $56.95, and that was going to occur every month.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's starting from 10/18. Can you remove that one and just remove it completely?
I can only remove the 11/20 since those were back in October and those charges are final. So I can
Okay,
only
so
remove the one from October. I'm not sorry, from November the 20th.
November 20th removed.
Yes,
Oh
ma'am.
my goodness. I didn't realize that I did something like that on my behalf. Okay, the 56, I'm going to have to eat that one on October the 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because see, I just got my statement, and that's why I was looking that up, and
yes,
I don't ever recall doing that. And I well, I guess that's my fault because I did that on the internet thinking that. But I do appreciate you telling me that that's what that's evolving. That was with Walmart on that behalf. I think that's what it was.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So $56.95, I will have to pay for the 18th that is completely done. But for the rest of it, no more occurring a charge will happen in the future.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's a done deal.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
That way I won't have to worry about changing my credit card. That
yeah, ma'am.
That part is an unfortunate blessing on that. But now I'll know not to do anything else like this. On my stupidity, I guess you can say, I'm gonna have to face up that. That's on me, my bad on that part. But you're helping me for the rest of the future update of November until the rest of it will not be occurring again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you Soraya? Is that who's calling me back?
No, ma'am. I'm Andrea.
You're Andrea,
yes.
But for you, Andrea, was somebody else I spoke with. But if you're helping me, Andrea, I do really appreciate it. I am blessed on that. All right, and I'll let me put your name on this. A, how do you spell that?
U-N-D-R-E-A.
U-N-D-R-E-A.
E-A, yes, ma'am.
Okay, E-A. All right, and is this from Costco?
Yes. I'm a,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support service.
Okay,
them as
the
well.
Were you helping me? Because that was a notation they called. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Costco, and I appreciate you. You're a blessing to me. And
thank you
for your helping. Yes. And happy holidays for you, and God bless you, and wish you the best of all things for helping
me
out.
Thank you as well. And would you like the cancellation number when I get this canceled?
Yes.
All right. Just give me, I'll say, 3 minutes, and I'll be right back with you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe I lost that. That was not
free. All right, so I successfully have that $56.95 sent back to your card. You will see that transaction within 3 to 5 business days. And I also have this account canceled for you, so no more transactions will be coming out of your account in the future. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 262-703-392.
Okay, may I repeat that?
Yes, ma'am.
C, like in Charlie, 262-703-392.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.